Alfred the Great acted as his own spy, visiting Danish camps disguised as a minstrel. In those days, wandering minstrels were welcome everywhere. They were not fighting men, and their harp was their passport. Alfred had learned many of their ballads in his youth, and could vary his program with acrobatic tricks and simple conjuring. While Alfred's little army slowly began to gather at Alfenley, the king himself set out to penetrate the camp of Guthrum, the commander of the Danish invaders. These had settled down for the winter at Chippenham. Thither Alfred went. He noticed at once that discipline was slack. The Danes had the self-confidence of conquerors, and their security precautions were casual. They lived well on the proceeds of raids on neighboring regions. There they collected women as well as food and drink, and a life of ease had made them soft. Alfred stayed in the camp a week before he returned to Athenley. The force there assembled was trivial compared with the Danish horde. But Alfred had deduced that the Danes were no longer fit for prolonged battle, and that their commissariat had no organization but depended on irregular raids. So, faced with a Danish advance, Alfred did not risk open battle, but harried the enemy. He was constantly on the move, drawing the Danes after him. His patrols halted the raiding parties. Hunger assailed the Danish army. Now Alfred began a long series of skirmishes, and within a month the Danes had surrendered. The episode could reasonably serve as a unique epic of royal espionage.